Genesis Avalon. Episode 6, Swept Up.
Hey, this is Roxy, Sal. You know the drill.
Roxy, it's Jay. I'm sorry, okay? Give me a call when you get in.
It's been 3 days.
Yeah, and Roxy knows how to hold a grudge.
She'll come around, won't she?
Here's for hoping. I don't know why I watch this. It just gets more and more dismal.
Things are finally returning to normal after a series of events that can only be described as bizarre. After Tuesday's comic book-like battle in the streets of New York, the people have begun to rebuild. The cause of this ordeal, however, is still a mystery. One theory is that the assailant, dressed as comic book character Barack Ben-Belial, staged the attack as an elaborate deception to draw out the mysterious nighttime vigilante Genesis Avalon.
Oh, fantastic! Being on the news is the last thing I want.
Well, it was only a matter of time, considering how you started with the press.
You mean Julian?
So, you're on a first-name basis with him now?
What? No, that's... We'll continue this later. Roxy!
Oh, thank God, you're okay.
We were so scared. Z said you ran off, and yesterday we tried to find you, but Avalon told us you were safe.
I'm sorry I didn't listen to you the other day. I thought you were dead, and the last thing we did was fight... I felt like such a bitch.
Hey, guys, I'm okay. I should have told you about Avalon. I'm sorry I kept it from you.
I'm just glad you're okay.
Of course, Avalon brought me home after the fight.
God, this press coverage must be killing her.
Yeah, well, I think I have an idea as to how she's going to fix that. So, you guys want to get a pizza or something?
Sounds great.
Awesome. Whoa, weird. I was just about to pick it up. Whatever. Hello?
Miss Masterson, hey there, it's...
Alexander? What the hell are you calling me for?
Uh-oh.
Shh, idiot.
Easy now, Miss Masterson. I just wanted to ask you a few questions about...
Avalon? Answer's no.
Hey, come on, just humor me for a second.
Why should I?
For one thing, I know you and Avalon are chummy, so unless you'd like me to go and talk to your mother, her name is, Betsy, is it? I would like you to do something for me.
Are you blackmailing me?
No, because, well, that's illegal. I call this choosing the devil you know over the devil you don't. So, all I want to know is what you know about her. Why does she talk to you?
I... can't tell you what I don't know.
Don't even try it. NYN is a phone call away.
Okay. We meet on the roof of the Hot Topic near my place. Around midnight.
You're not lying.
Like you said, NYN's only a call away.
Good. Now, if you tell her or she doesn't show, I'll...
I get it.
Thanks for your cooperation. I look forward to speaking with your associate.
Jay?
So, how about that pizza? Son of a bitch! He's got me pinned! If I don't show up as Avalon, he'll give my name to the press. And if I do, he's gonna cause more harm than good. He has me pinned in a corner, and there's nothing I can do! God damn it! I am fighting mad! What am I gonna do?
I can see why you brought her here, Noir.
You should have seen her before the trip.
I can't believe I saved his worthless carcass! I should throw him off a goddamn bridge! That's what I'll do. I'll throw him off a bridge and...
Whoa. Take it easy now, Jaina. I think a dead reporter might just be a little too obvious.
Jaina does have a point, though. Her options are somewhat limited.
Yes, but let me say right now that this isn't unexpected. Considering the way you started with Alexander, I'm shocked he hasn't given your name sooner. But I have an idea. I think you might be able to get out of this yet.
What are you thinking?
Hell yeah. Someone up there likes me.
Julian, what are you gloating for?
I just got Martin and I an interview, which will skyrocket our careers.
Mm-hmm. Heard that one before.
Hot damn, Martin. Worship me.
I'm worshipping you?
Yes.
Why am I worshipping you?
You should put that coffee down.
I'm not putting my coffee down.
I'd really put that coffee down.
Julian!
I just got us an interview with Genesis Avalon, tonight, at midnight.
What?
Oh yeah, the look on your face right now is priceless.
How did you...
One of my sources finally came through. We're gonna get the dirt on her, tonight.
I'm not sure if I should hit you or hug you. That's... awesome!
Is that my phone?
I'll get it.
No, Martin, you really don't need...
Julian Alexander's office. Tanya, hey, sweetie, how's it going? You still dating Lughead here? Yeah, he's right here, hang on. I'll be back later, buddy.
Tanya?
Julian, where in the hell have you been? You show up in my place with that thing in your arms and you yell at me to let you in and then you disappear for 2 days? What in the hell is the matter with you? Don't you know how worried I
Tanya.
Was?
Tanya, calm down, honey, I'm fine. Tanya, I had a lead. Avalon got hurt, so I helped her. She's a hero, Tanya.
She's bizarre. That's what she is. She took advantage of your kindness.
You're jealous, because she's my top priority right now.
Oh, don't kid yourself. I don't need your attention, Julian. And I certainly don't get jealous. You're a real jerk, you know that?
Oops.
All right, Julian. Where is she?
She'll be here. Anytime now, Avalon.
Well, there they are. Let's hope Asara's idea works. Alexander, I don't like being beckoned.
I don't like being blown off, so we're even.
You're...
Articulate friend you've got here.
Listen, I can tell you're not in a good mood, so why don't we cut right to the interview and...
Shove it, Alexander. You've been a thorn in my side for far too long, and frankly, I'm sick of it. I'm not some little story for you to hassle. I'm out here because I'm saving people's lives. I also don't appreciate my friends being blackmailed.
That was just...
I don't care about your reasons. My patience is wearing thin. And when you've exhausted it, you will regret the day you were born. Have I made myself clear?
Avalon, if I don't get this story, I'm going to lose my job.
Julian!
Avalon, that's...
Julian, get your friend and get out of here.
Are you kidding me?
Get going!
Well, hello, Avalon. I thought I'd take this time to properly introduce myself to you. I am Lilith. And I am here to kill you.
Looks like you wasted your trip, Lilith. I don't plan on going anywhere in the near future.
Just as poetic as your predecessor, I see. Well then, let's dispense with tradition. Enough chit-chat.
Thank God you don't monologue.
Canada!
Oh, heard it. Give me something new, will you?
Mar!
Shield!
Lilith. Get off me, you filthy animal!
Avalon, the dagger!
right. Lou of the Long Hand!
Not this time, Avalon!
Damn it. I can't move.
What are those, chains?
I don't know.
Hang on, Avalon.
Julian, get back.
What
makes you think he doesn't know you'd do it anyway?
That's not the point. Fine. Let's see how you fare with the civilians.
Martin!
We'll have to do this dance again, Avalon. Until next time, toodaloo.
Noir, what?
I'll explain everything later.
Oh, God! What the hell is on my neck?
Out of the way, Julian.
What?
Don't move. Martin, is it? Noir, it looks like some kind of barb or dart.
I've seen something like this before. You'll have to pull it out.
What?
Julian, trust me. Squeeze my hand, Martin. This is probably going to hurt. Here, Julian. Keep pressure on your friend's neck until the bleeding stops. You know any first aid?
I can put a bandage on him, if that's what you mean.
That's exactly what I mean. Good then. You're not completely useless.
Hey!
Don't bother trying to defend yourself, Julian. You see what happened. You followed me when I told you not to, and your friend could have died.
But we didn't. You saved us.
That's my job, you nit!
Yeah, just like mine is to find out who's behind the mask.
God, you are impossible! This is your final warning, Julian. Stop following me.
Well, that could have gone worse.
God, reporters have no souls.
Well, I'd say that's a bit dramatic.
Oh, please. My life is dramatic. I'm a damn superhero. Noir, who's that Lilith chick?
I had a feeling you'd ask about her. She's Obsidian's sister. Have you heard about Lilith in Hebrew legend?
God, first the Celts. Now we're switching theologies again. Let's see. Lilith, she was the first wife of Adam, right?
Yes. She refused to lie beneath Adam, to be his inferior, so she was banished from the Garden of Eden and became, over time, the mother of demons.
Damn. So, that's really her?
Well, that version is the most widely accepted. Some details are different, but yes, Lilith and her brother were the first two humans to become demons. The leader of the Order is an older demon than those two. But Lilith is certainly a senior member.
Great! That's just wonderful.
Yes, well, be happy you're not Asara. Lilith had a special grudge for her.
Asara fought her? Great. I'll ask her when I see her again.
Good idea. Now, I think it's time I took a nap.
All right, Noir. Why is it that every time I fight, I keep finding things out about Asara? I need to get answers.
Next time on Genesis Avalon.
As Jaina mulls over her encounter with Lilith and her altercations with the press,
Avalon told me she thinks she scared him off.
A friendly face arrives in New York City.
Miss Masterson!
Dr. Matthews? What are you doing in the city?
And secrets about Asara's time as Avalon may mean a choice for Jaina that will scar her.
I'd hoped that I'd deterred Lilith and her brother from their plan, but I guess I was wrong. You see, when I was Avalon, the two of them were planning to...
The Kazan building! It's been attacked!
Must kill Avalon!
No!
Genesis Avalon, Episode 7, The Nature of the Beast. Premiering March 29th, 2010. Only at PendantAudio.com.
featuring the voice talents of Laura Post as Jaina Masterson, Chris Hackney as Noir, Kristen Bays as Lilith, Alicia Lane Matheson as Natalie Hall, Tracy Hall as Roxanne Dawes, Marley Norton as Z. Lewis, Catherine Pride as Asara Templari, Trent Clifton as Julian Alexander, Mark Allen as Martin Alvers, Trisha Wise as Tanya Laramie, Keenan Finley as Bobby Carson, and Kim Giannopoulos as Kathy Rossetti. Written and directed by Catherine Pride. Original music by Kevin MacLeod. Produced by Pendant Productions. This production is copyright 2009 Pendant Productions. Genesis Avalon, created by Catherine Pride. Copyright 2009 Pendant Productions.
For more information, visit pendantaudio.com. Thanks for listening.